Time for It Says in the Papers from Fiona Kelly.
The headlines in the Irish Times and Irish Independent this morning both highlight the last-minute reprieve given to first-time buyers yesterday in the revised mortgage plan announced by the central bank, which will allow banks to lend 90% of a €220,000 loan, with 80% of the balance of the cost of a house to first-time buyers. The Independent suggests that the new system will discriminate against those living in cities and large towns where house prices are higher. The Irish Daily Mail also leads with the story today, taking the line that the new rules have slammed the door on those who want to trade up. An attack on families is the headline there. Elsewhere this morning, Anti-Austerity Alliance Deputy Paul Murphy has defended the right of water protesters to target the President because he signed the Water Charges Bill into law. This is following the release of a video on YouTube which shows protesters in Finglas running after Michael D. Higgins' car and shouting verbal abuse at him following his visit to a school last Friday. That's the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. The Times and Independent, meanwhile, report today on the President's address to the Council of Europe yesterday, in which he said that Ireland should not be used as some kind of exemplar. The Irish economy is not a driverless car, he said. It is citizens aboard who paid a very high price. President Higgins makes a timely call is a headline over the lead editorial in today's Independent. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun lead today with the Elaine O'Hara murder trial. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the petrol bomb attack last night on the office of Fine Gael TD Michelle Mulhern in Ballina. The Independent and Examiner also run with this story in their front pages today. The Independent reports that the attack came just hours after the Mayo politician repaid almost €2,000 for phone calls she made to Kenya from Leinster House. Ms. Mulhern has denied that the calls were of a personal nature. Irish Star quizzed over assault. That's the lead headline on the front of the Herald. Over a report on the questioning of Irish international and Derby County soccer player Jeff Hendrick over an assault outside a nightclub. The 22-year-old was one of four men arrested in relation to the case, who was questioned and later released without charge from Pier Street Garda Station last Thursday. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a story there about how the parents of a four-year-old cancer patient in the Midlands who was turned down for a medical card are being pursued by a hospital debt collector for almost €1,000 in care-related bills. The Times, meanwhile, runs with the front page story about the IMF's warning yesterday that there is limited room in the budget for a hike in public sector wages. The picture on the front of today's Times, meanwhile, is of an Auschwitz survivor walking through the gates of the concentration camp after yesterday's ceremony to mark the 70-year anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi camp. Taoiseach the Joan Burton is facing a Labour Party backbench revolt unless she blocks the sale of Aer Lingus to IAG. That's on the front of the Independent. While inside today's paper, David McWilliams' line is that Aer Lingus needs to think about global trends, not local concerns. But finally, Katie Taylor is in a number of papers this morning talking about how she hopes to feature in an RTÉ documentary about the road to Rio in 2016. She also talks about mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor, who is himself featuring in a new television series. Although she admits that she hasn't seen the new programme, Taylor says that she admires McGregor, but when asked by The Sun if she'd ever consider getting into the ring for a sparring session with him, she says that she wouldn't because she doesn't know much about his sport.
Fiona, thank you. 11 minutes.